you may know. Of what use if you have the whole world and you don't know what you have? Come on, church. You know, Paul refers to all these people who wrote letters. He said, my children, over whom I labor. Every parent labors to make the best of their children. So that right before your eyes, they stand and they can take charge of things. Some say we train our children so we won't suffer in our old age. Probably right. But why are you anticipating suffering? Why should we suffer? Plan your old age from now. When you have your strength, are you trying to give trouble to your parents, children? The truth is that I'm not praying for my children to be in trouble when I'm old. No. They'll keep coming to me until I go. Not because they are not mature enough. They'll be in control in the name of Jesus. But they will find it difficult to abandon their wisdom. And the idea. They'll be so independent in the name of Jesus. Clear. Oh. Pastor, for all the people that love you, I'm not leaving my children. For all the people that love me, they'll be too busy. They won't remember them. So don't make that mistake. Take care of your children and take care of your future now. He said, that you may know. I never stop praying. So parents, if you're looking for a way to parent, start praying. Praying the word over their life and talking to them about the future. And tell them what you are doing. You think I will do that now? No, daddy, when I get your age, no, don't wait my age. It's too late for you. Why do you want to be the last in your generation? By the time you're waiting to get my age, some people will have started when they are 20s. Even like, start now in the name of Jesus. Shalama soto brone meshataya. Paul, see the way Paul taught. But what I'm stressing is this. What are you teaching your children now? What are you imparting now? What are you communicating now? Just to see the mind of a mentor, a teacher. Malabatoria. I thank God for what is happening in our midst. God is raising people who can stand their ground and do what God has called them to do, with or without people. But God will send you the good people in the name of Jesus. For this reason, how does your chapter, verse 1 read? Help me. For this cause. My Bible says, for this reason. Can you see Paul again? For this reason. This is why. For this reason. What reason? So for this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ, on behalf of you Gentiles, you have heard, haven't you, about the administration of God's grace, the mystery that was made known to me by revelation, as I have briefly written above. By reading this, you are able to understand my insight into the mystery of the Messiah. This was not made known to people in other generations, as it is now revealed to his body, or to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. The Gentiles are co-heir, members of the same body, and partners of the promise of Christ Jesus through the gospel. So he went on and on and on. Now he now go to verse 14. Look at verse 14. How does he read? So he's now really, he has been saying so much. Now this is the cause. Now for this reason, what did he do? Come on, talk to me. I bow my knees, before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and earth is named. I pray that he may do what? Grant. Come on, help me. Grant to you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with what? Power. How? Through his Spirit. How? In the inner man. He's talking about your personality. He's talking about your mind. He's talking about the maturing of the man himself on the inside. I bow my knees. I cease not to make mention of you. I pray. I'm looking for mature children. Not the ones that one doctor with holy emotions. Ooh, emotions. Emotions. Ooh, no. Solid. Steady. They know who they are. They know what they are. We only get that by looking at the word. It doesn't mean that you won't be tempted like the people of the world. It doesn't mean that you won't be, you won't feel the effects of the economy or the harshness. But you are conscious of the spirit within and is laden with wisdom. Decisions are controlled by the spirit. You are always steps ahead of your generation. In fact, you are known by what you decide, by how you handle pressure. The people of old, a number of them understood the same principle. Have you read in the Psalms before? Yes, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. That was somebody's meditation, you know. I will sing
of the mercies of the Lord forever.
I will sing
of the mercies of the Lord.
Do you know that mercy is mentioned in the book of Psalms over 100 times? So that you can see the core of their meditation. It was what they knew. Righteousness and I've come together. It says such a peace. So they've kissed each other, and then grace and mercy and truth have embraced themselves in you. Why would you always talk that way? And by this he was describing the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's saying one person, grace and truth embraced, righteousness and peace kissed. Woo. And you know who that person is? Jesus. And you know how he relates with me? He's my wisdom. He's my sanctification. Hello. He's my knowledge. But I have to know it. You know what the Bible says? It says, wisdom and knowledge will stabilize you. There'll be the stability of your time. The natural man is very emotional. He's controlled by his emotions. The spiritual man, though, has emotion, but he's not controlled by his emotion. He can learn, he can submit to emotions, but he's not controlled by emotions. He's controlled by the Spirit. He's controlled by knowledge. Goodness and mercy shall follow me. What about all the troubles? I know they are there, but goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days. No wonder his days were different. It's a choice. You know, the Bible says that when the thief is caught, he'll be made to pay back seven times. He will restore seven times. The thief has been caught. Jesus is Lord. See the kind of children that Jesus has released to the earth. He said, in my name you cast out devils. He didn't raise wimps. He raised people in control. When he was going, he didn't leave people shaking. He said, you will lay your hand on them, they will recover. And when the wicked people try to poison you, let me warn, it will not affect you. In the name of Jesus. So I ate in my sleep. Pastor, please get fat on it. In the name of Jesus. The mistake is that what they gave you to eat entered your system. Who created their poison? No, when you eat, they can control you. There's only one thing that controls you, the word and the Spirit of God. It's high time they began to know that. So what do you believe? Said that you will grow in the knowledge that I've got, that the wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus. So that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened. You won't be taken captive by deceivers. You will see and know them. So you see them talk, mercy, 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 over 100 times, as a matter of fact. Favor, favor, 16 times. Out of 16, 9 from David. No wonder favor follows him all his life. He knew. His thoughts were that centered. His activities were that centered. He manifested the utmost favor that anybody in the generation will manifest. God favored David. So today you are sentenced to victory. Over sin. Over sickness. Over fear. Over failure. Because of the blood of Jesus. I see you are sentenced to victory in the name of Jesus. It says, now thanks be to God who always causes us to what? triumph. Woo. Where? In Christ Jesus.